USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence highlights the accomplishments of the Trump administration following Barack Obama's presidency.
This country was struggling. I mean, it was the weakest economic recovery since the Great Depression.
One of the president's most vocal GOP critics, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, tells NBC's Meet the Press there's something wrong with today's politics.
I would like both of these parties to be healthier and be competing to be better than the other one amongst a bunch of good ideas instead of trying to be less bad than the other one and always say how you're anti. It's just not big enough. But I'm committed to the party of Lincoln and Reagan as long as we can try to reform it and get it back to being a party that's about the universal dignity of all Americans.
Sasse says that President Trump's White House is creating too much drama and is distracting the country from more serious issues, calling it a reality show soap opera presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway told CNN's State of the Union the administration official who wrote an anonymous New York Times op-ed piece against the president will probably be identified without an investigation.
Cowards are like criminals. Eventually they confess to the wrong person. Shh, it was me, but don't tell anyone. And of course the person will tell someone. So they'll probably suss themselves out. I really hope whomever it is doesn't ultimately get a hero's welcome, the red carpet unfurled. What really was gained by being so cowardly? Come forward and say, I disagree with this president's policies. Plenty of Republicans have done that.
Tropical storm Florence is heading toward the East Coast. The storm is packing winds of 70 miles per hour, but it's expected to gain strength before it hits the southeast coast on Thursday. North Korea celebrated the 70th anniversary of its foundation Sunday with a parade featuring tens of thousands of goose-stepping soldiers, along with columns of tanks and heavy artillery, but notably did not show off the intercontinental ballistic missiles that are believed to be capable of reaching the United States. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Northern California firefighters are struggling to beat back the flames that have raced across thousands of miles near Mount Shasta. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Progress is being made, but as the containment grows, so does the fire. So the official containment is near zero. A lot of the effort is protecting mountain homes. Roughly 300 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. The fire has also shut down about 45 miles of Interstate 5, forcing people to drive hundreds of miles to get around it.
Tennis players, past and present, have rallied behind Serena Williams after she claimed the sport was riddled with sexism following an extraordinary on-court tirade at an umpire during the U.S. Open women's final. The 23-time Grand Slam winner said she was fighting for the future rights of women players by publicly criticizing the chair umpire, Carlos Ramos, for what she interpreted as double standards. Williams was asked if the code violations called against her cost her the match.
It's hard to say because I always fight to the end and I always try to come back no matter what, but she was also playing really, really well. So it's hard to say that I wouldn't have got a new level because I've done it so many times in my career. So
the final was won by 20-year-old Naomi Osaka of Japan, her first major title. Former tennis great Billie Jean King, an outspoken advocate of women's rights, said Williams was entitled to draw attention to the double standard. She tweeted that when a woman is emotional, she's hysterical, and she's penalized for it. When a man does the same, he's outspoken, and there are no repercussions.